This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, January 24th. Carla Pereira is on assignment. The Alexanderson Alternator 2019 Christmas Eve transmission on 17.2 kHz from SAQ in Grimton, Sweden, was heard by more than 400 listeners. SAQ reported that conditions were very good with clear, dry weather, and as a result, the vintage transmitter functioned flawlessly. Lars Kolland, SM6NM, was at the key to deliver the Christmas message, his last since he is retiring. SAQ said it was stunned by the number of reports it's received, a total of 426 from 32 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. Preparations are already underway for Contest University in conjunction with the Dayton Hamvention. In addition, it was announced that the keynote speaker for the top band dinner on Friday, May 16th, will be Glenn Johnson, W0GJ, who will discuss the VP6RD expedition to Pitcairn Island. The keynote speaker for the contest dinner on Saturday, May 17th, is Bryant Roskell, KG5HVO. Contest University, the top band dinner, and the contest dinner will take place at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Dayton. These events are sponsored independently of the Dayton Hamvention. The location of the W9DXCCARRL Specialty Operating Convention has changed. The event will take place September 11th and 12th at the Chicago Marriott Hotel in Naperville, Illinois. Registration and hotel reservations will be opening in the spring. W9DXCC is sponsored by the Northern Illinois DX Association. This year's event will include a Contest University and DX University. Saturday events will include forums, QSL card checking, a CW pileup contest, an evening reception, and a banquet. Call sign regulators in Spain are now allowing radio amateurs there to exchange their current longer format call signs for permanent 2x1 call signs, and some familiar Spanish call signs are likely to be changing. Salvo Moreno, EA5BB, told ARRL that hams in Spain who decided to make the change are now awaiting the official license documents so that they can use their new call signs on the air. Moreno's new call sign will be EA5U. To be eligible, applicants must have held a license issued by Spanish authorities without any sanctions and have at least 15 years of experience in international amateur radio. In a recent ceremony, two WinLink development team members were awarded the Military Department of Tennessee Adjutant General's Distinguished Patriot Medal. Steve Waterman, KC4CJX, was awarded for his distinguished patriotic service as the WinLink Network Administrator, citing, quote, his vision, hard work, and dedication to emergency communication, unquote. Phil Sherrod, W4PHS, was awarded the medal for his distinguished patriotic service as the lead developer for WinLink. The fourth annual AM Rally operating event will take place next weekend, February 1st and 2nd. The rally encourages all operators to explore amateur radio's original voice mode by showcasing the various types of AM equipment in use today, ranging from early vacuum tube rigs to the newest SDR-based transceivers. Activity begins at midnight UTC on February 1st and ends at 0700 hours UTC on February 3rd. Complete details are available at www.amrally.com. In DX news, the Perseverance DX Group VP8PJ de-expedition to South Orkney has received permission from the National Science Foundation to land and camp on the Antarctic island. Receipt of the Antarctic Conservation Act permit culminates a months-long approval process involving several government agencies. VP8PJ is expected to commence operation on February 20th and continue until March 5th. The de-expedition's equipment container arrived by sea in Puntas Arenas, Chile, on February 13th, and the MV Braveheart will transport the operating team and the gear from there to South Orkneys and back. The Laguna Raya DX Group is planning a large-scale de-expedition to Timor-Leste in October-November 2020. According to team member Chris Jansen, DL1MGB, quote, "We currently have one team member in Timor-Leste negotiating with different ministries, companies, and accommodation facilities. Right now, we have positive feedback from all. We even have ready a confirmed reservation for two close-by lodges to have enough space to host up to 10 stations," unquote. Jansen said the team will consist of 18 operators and will participate in both CQ Worldwide contests this fall. Additional details will be available as soon as the de-expedition website is ready. Timor-Leste is the 67th most wanted DXCC entity, according to Clublog. In other DX news, you have about 2 weeks remaining to work HR9/WA4DT in Honduras. He's presently available on 40 and 30 meters, mainly running CW and FT8. VP2MCV is operating from the island of Montserrat from now through February 2nd. Listen for C5XW from the Gambia through February 2nd. And starting January 30th, you can catch HU1DL from El Salvador through February 13th. For special event operations this weekend and next, we have KS0KS in Edgerton, Kansas, on the air for Kansas Day on January 25th. K3HWJ will be operating from Puxatawney, Pennsylvania, on February 1st to celebrate Groundhog Day. And on February 1st and 2nd, K5C will be active from Nacogdoches, Texas, for the Shuttle Columbia special event. For complete details, see your February issue of QST Magazine. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
A group of Gulf T satellite prototype boards transmitted telemetry for the first time on Tuesday, January 14th. The boards are laid out on a bench as a flat sat with interconnecting wires, bench power supplies, and a dummy load on the transmitter. Gulf T stands for Greater Orbit, Larger Footprint, Technology Evaluation Environment. The interconnected boards include an early RT-IHU, which is a radiation-tolerant internal housekeeping unit, in other words, the computer, a CIU, control interface unit prototype, and a set of spare boards from HuskySat-1 that act as prototypes for the LIHU, or the legacy IHU, and legacy VHF-UHF RF components. Now that the development team has reached this point, it has RF to use as a basis for developing a Gulf T decoder for Fox Telem, the ground telemetry receiver software. Thousands of hours of work by many AMSAT volunteers have gone into the hardware and software that got Gulf T this far. Gulf T is designed as a low Earth orbit, or LEO, testbed for technologies necessary for a successful CubeSat mission to a wide variety of orbits. Thanks to the AMSAT News Service, Burns, WB1FJ, and the entire Gulf team for this week's news. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, January 24th. The sun is spotless once again, but the solar flux index is still holding at 71. In addition, there are no streams of solar particles heading our way at the moment, so this translates to the possibility of very good conditions on 160 and 80 meters in the days ahead. On VHF and UHF, there have been some sporadic-y openings on 6 meters, but nothing spectacular. On 2 meters and up, there may be some moderate tropo openings in Ohio and Pennsylvania next week.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.